agree. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome in to, once again, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Each and every Monday at 6, Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr, that's me. We join you right here on Rock 105 to get you up to speed on all the things you need to know in and around the garage area of NASCAR. And today, well, we're going to talk about Throwback Weekend at Martinsville, and we threw it all the way back to last week when Denny Hamlin got the victory. So we're going to talk about that, plus Throwback Weekend. Seems like some drivers are kind of tired of it. I don't know. What does Sean and I think? And, you know, just so we got the cars painted different, does it matter all that much? And, of course, we're going to get into standings, where we're heading next, Bristol, and all the other things you need to know. Sean's got a list of stuff that's happened in the garage area. We're going to break it all down this hour. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, broadcasting from the Optimize You studios. And Sean continues to fiddle with his camera because I guess it was not pointed at me directly enough, which I agree. More me is usually better, but super high-tech studio. You know, there's a lot to do. And so let's bring in, you know what, the reason we're here. Mr. Exercise, Mr. Tech Studio. You know, is he high tech now? Let's find out. Sean Whitfield from Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. Happy to be here.
Are you tired? Are you done fiddling with stuff? You
know, actually,
it's very unsettling.
Why don't you strike a pose there in front of the video camera?
It's very unsettling when I'm trying to do things and you're over there just like moving stuff around and touching buttons.
I am. Well, you know, still trying to figure this thing out, and would not be as far as we are without our good friend Terry Baker.
TDB.
Yeah.
They don't come no better than TDB.
We worked on this project last Friday, and we found out that our problem last Monday was we had two wires switched.
Yeah. It's
usually something simple.
Yeah. You know, that's why that expression, we got our wires crossed, right? That's where that came from.
You know what? That is a good definition and explanation of what we were dealing with.
So that's why when we turned on mic three, it was really mic two, and why I sounded better coming out of the wrong mic last week. Aha, see, look.
It was simply two wires were crossed.
Yeah, just got the old wires crossed.
That's kind of, you know, that's a good definition of the Casey Orr, of the Casey Orr I know. Always got his wires crossed.
You know what? I feel like the or relationship at home is often wires get crossed.
Is that the way it goes? Well, how was the weekend,
man? You know what? Have you not been on the Facey Space? I just knew you would give me a hard time about being so dressed up and going somewhere.
Well, I have, but I didn't see you show up in my algorithm.
Well, because it has to be Mrs. Orr. I don't post pictures.
Oh, well, I didn't see hers.
I don't post anything. But
I didn't see Mrs. Orr.
So this weekend was the big fundraiser for Where My Little Girl Goes to School, OLPH. Cool. And so you get all dressed up. You go down to the Chattanoogan. You have You have a good dinner. You have all the free drinks you want, which free being a tickets are a lot, but once you get in, the food and the drinks are free, and then they ask you for even more money. You know, it was a good time.
So I see a picture of your wife and a guy that's bald headed. Who is that?
That's her cousin Scott. He was visiting this weekend as well.
I think I have found those.
Look how nice. That's my new suit I got on.
Let's see. Would that be it?
That would be it. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, and this was what again?
It was the Ram Bash. So it was a fundraiser for Evelyn's school.
Gotcha.
And they come in and go, oh, look at all this cool stuff we did with all your money last year. And look at all this cool stuff we're going to do if you give us more money this year. And you donate, and it's a good thing.
What's with the sunglasses inside?
That was at outside, Sean. You can see the outside of my home, and it was very bright.
Oh, so this was at the Ore House.
Yeah, and I just look cool, so I was like, hey, Evelyn, take this picture.
All right, I got you. And this is a brand new suit?
Yeah, because I only own one, and my wife was like, oh my God, the last 3 years, like all your pictures look the same. And I'm like, only you care or notice.
So this is the suit that Mrs. Orr insisted that you be resized for, that because you had possibly added a pound or two.
I was not resized. I went with my original, and you know what? It fit just fine, as you can see.
I thought she made you resize.
She was questioning whether or not it needed to be resized, but it came back the correct size.
Okay. What size would that be? What size suit you wear?
You would ask. It's 44 long or
44 long?
Either 44 long or 46 long. I can't remember. Okay. 44 maybe. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I said the most manly size is what the guy said.
I wear 52 long.
Yeah, he said anybody bigger is just fooling themselves.
Is that the way it is?
That's probably about right.
Yeah. Well, man, you look dapper.
Yeah, you know, had to
look in style and
get
profile.
All dressed up. Had a big time. Didn't say anything stupid all night, which is pretty cool.
And so, you know what? There's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
Listen, you wouldn't have had near as much fun if you'd said something stupid. Mrs. Orr would have been all over you.
Well, Mrs. Orr.
And not in a good way.
Mrs. Orr got into the cocktails a little bit, and she was her normal fun self, so I had a ball.
Well, you know, if Mrs. Orr does it, you know, that's legal.
Yeah, that's certainly okay.
Well, tell Mrs. Orr that I have not seen her in a while, and from the looks of her photo, she looks like she's 10 years younger.
Well, I will tell her that. She will be very, very happy to hear that.
She does. She looks younger. So whatever she's doing, she needs to keep doing
it. Just keep her up. Well, I don't look younger.
You know what? If you got rid of the goatee.
It's all that danged old gray hair.
Yeah. If you got rid of the goatee, you could still pass for 10 or 15 years ago.
Oh, boy. It doesn't feel that way.
You know, and that's the whole reason I got rid of mine.
You know, we just talked about our old buddy Terry Baker. His birthday's this week.
Oh, cool.
Thursday. He's going to be, he had to count it up. He wasn't even sure. I think 44 is what he said.
Wow. Okay. So.
TDB's looking young.
Yeah. Yeah. Terry looks young. You're what, 44?
I am 45.
45.
Soon to be 46.
So you were older than Terry. I wouldn't have thought that.
That makes me feel nice. Oh, it's because he's much more mature. There you go.
Yeah, I thought Terry was older. Well, you know, I don't know if it's maturity or just smarter.
Well, that's pretty low bar, but yeah, I would agree with both.
Of course, if you compare him to me, he's really making me look old.
Oh, that man. Yeah, that dude knows it all when it comes to this techie stuff and media stuff.
Terry's hard to beat, that's for sure. So this was Saturday evening you went to?
Oh, yeah.
Well, cool.
And, of course, didn't do much yesterday, which I don't think anybody did. What a gross day yesterday
was. Yeah, but we needed it.
And honestly, it carried over to today. What a gross day today was.
Yeah, but we needed it yesterday. Yeah.
No, it was good.
I mean, I
don't know if we needed that much in that amount of time, but we did need the rain.
Well, no, I'm all for it because, man, pollen last week was rough.
Man.
I mean, you couldn't even walk outside without, you know, just feeling it.
Yeah.
And then if you walked in a yard or something, man, then you had it all over your shoes. And I was going to mow my yard for the first time this year, Saturday. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to wait until it just pours down.
Just let it get all this stuff out.
And let it wash all this pollen away, and then I'll tackle it.
Yeah. The minute it gets sunny, that grass is going to grow about 2 inches in a day.
Last Thursday here at the Executive Business Park where Whitfield Media Group studio is, or the Optimize You studio is, I came in Thursday morning. It's about 7:40, 7:45. And, you know, after it snows, nobody's been on it. You can tell where tire track had been, kind of thing. Well, I'm pulling in. And, of course, you know, it's asphalt out here, and it's real black because it was coated a year or two ago. And you could tell where a vehicle had driven down the drive. And it looked like, you know, except it's all yellow instead of white. And I thought, that's how bad the pollen is right now.
Yeah, I'm not one that suffers from allergies. I'm lucky in that respect. But it was so much last week. I mean, even I was having this, you know, scratchy nose, and it felt like my ear was, I mean, it's just like, it was so much in the air. So that was good. Maybe it washed it away.
Yeah, we definitely needed all that rain. I was happy with it. Normally on a weekend, you know, to have rain, you know, it's a bummer. because I'm thinking there's all these things I could be doing outside. But yeah, I welcomed it yesterday to get it all out of there. And of course, we're going to have some mild temperatures this week.
It's a little chilly,
but
today.
I think it's going to be, pretty nice as far as sunny skies. Probably some good, afternoon golf weather in the afternoons.
You know what? If I wasn't so busy trying to fence the world, I'd probably do that.
Maybe you knock off that 4 o'clock appointment every day or one day. And
one day a week and just get out there.
Just hit slide in there and knock you in nine.
You know what? That's not a bad
idea. You don't have to do 18.
Oh, Sean.
Do you nine?
That's like someone that says you can only have one beer. They just don't know what you're talking about.
Is that the way it is? I'm with Terry Baker. He's a nine-hole guy of golf. I don't blame him. Back when I used to hack at it a little bit, nine holes was plenty for me too. I didn't have to have 18.
No,
that was just wasting a good day.
Once I get out there, I just want to stay.
Well, you just want to stay out there so you don't want to go home.
it's only part of it.
It's only part of it. Well, it was a good weekend. I enjoyed it. I got a lot done. Got a few things done around home. I'm excited. I'm getting ready to go on vacation here in a couple of weeks. However, I'm not going to miss any of Racing Talk Radio. So I will still be here. And
thanks for the warning.
I'm looking forward to, just disconnecting. It's time for me to recharge. Kim and I both, I think we're so ready to go on vacation. We would go to Gatlinburg right now if that's the only choice we had. We're just ready to get away and recharge the old battery.
I've always been, when people say they got to recharge, I've always been one of those like, okay. But when you do get older, and it just seems like, and especially, Evelyn's 10 years old, it's just like we're always doing something.
Yeah.
And even when you don't have anything to do, then you're catching up on stuff you were supposed to have done. And so, it's hard to relax at home because there's always something you can do. And even though you are relaxing, don't get me wrong, but there's like, oh, well, I could do it. But when it's something about vacation where you can't go do housework, you can't, like, you're kind of like, go.
Yeah.
And now, if you could just leave your cell phone, that would really
disconnect. I don't think you take a real vacation quite like I do. Because it seems to be when you take a vacation, you are under a pretty extensive, serious schedule. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, most of the time we got stuff to do. Well, I mean, you got kids. You're trying to entertain them.
Yeah. But you've got a schedule. You got an itinerary you got to deal with. See, when I go on vacation, we go to the resort. And we don't have no schedule.
Just do whatever.
If something, makes us want to go do something, we go do it. But otherwise, we just lounge out on the beach, lounge out by the pool, have a tutti frutti. The only thing that is on our schedule is eating.
Got to have a reservation somewhere.
You got to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I do try to get the gym in every morning while I'm there. But otherwise, it's kind of nice to just not be on a schedule. So you ought to try it sometime.
I
might like it.
Maybe someday when you're not worried about your 10-year-old is bored to tears, we'll go a little less schedule. But
yeah,
I just show up and go where I'm told. And that is less stress because I don't have to plan nothing.
Yeah.
Mama Bear takes care of all that.
I can understand. Hey, I got a question for you. Well, let me say this before I get into my question. Go Mox. A Thursday.
How about those UTC Mox?
Yes.
First ever postseason championship. Winners of the NIT National Invitational Tournament.
Yes.
We're doing a fence for the father of a guy that plays on that basketball team tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I texted him. I told him I wear an extra large t-shirt and I'd like to have one of those NIT championships.
You don't wear t-shirts though, do you?
All the time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know. Or maybe it's golf shirts you don't wear very often.
I don't wear golf. Only on the golf course.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. Did you stay up and watch the whole game last Thursday night?
I forgot they were on. I just saw that they won.
Well, I forgot they were on. I got in a little after 9 o'clock that evening, and I always turn on the news, catch up with what's going on for the day. And then it hit me. I thought, hey, the Mox are playing tonight. And so I looked at the channel guide and I saw, hey, they're on ESPN. Man, they're going to be on national TV tonight. That means we're going to get some good national exposure. So I tuned in. It's halftime. And so I got to see the best part of the game, which was the second half. And man, it was an exciting game. And then, and the thing about it is, the team they played, help me out here, trying to remember.
I completely forgot.
Yeah, it, somebody on the West Coast. But anyway, they led most of the second half. And then Mox, the last few minutes of the game, you know, started hitting some three-pointers. And the next thing you know, they pull it off in a tie, go into overtime. And, man, it I didn't, you know, even though I had faith in the Mox, man, it got down to that final minute. I didn't think they were going to pull it off.
A little more stressful than you wanted
to be. Oh, my goodness. It reminded me when I was in high school and you'd have some of those big high school basketball games. It would come down to the wire, you know.
Who's Chickamauga's big rival? Like, who's y'all's like, uh-oh, they're coming to town?
You know, Tryon was a big one. yeah, you know, we were a single-A school. So it was usually the ones that were in our region.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, man, it gets down to the final few seconds, and they end up pulling it out.
Yeah.
And, of course, by this time, it's like quarter to 12. So it went on late. And I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday that went, and he said, I said, well, hey, how was the attendance? It looked like it was strong on TV. He said, I would say that there was 2,000 to 3,000 people there from Chattanooga.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So this is very cool. You know, the Mocs have always had a good basketball team, and you know what? I'd rather win the NIT than be in the first round of the tournament and get knocked out. So congrats to the gang, and you know, I think a lot of them have already announced they're coming back. So.
Thanks to our super producer, Chuck, it's UC Irvine.
UC Irvine. Irvine, the Banana Slugs, I believe.
UC Irvine, so out on the West Coast, and it was really cool to see Chattanooga well represented, and I'm sure they're going to do something special for the men's basketball team. All right, yesterday was a big day at Darlington. We had the throwback weekend of the throwback paint schemes, and it's always one of my favorite races. Got a couple of questions for Casey when we come back after the break regarding the throwback. I want to see what he thinks about, does he think this is something that should continue on year after year? We're going to talk about that. We're going to break down the entire NASCAR weekend at Darlington Raceway as we have another one in the books. I think this was race number 8 of the 2025 NASCAR season. We see Denny Hamlin get 2 in a row now. So things are going strong. Can he win more? I would say he can. We're going to get into all that and more as we continue. And of course, we are broadcasting live from the Optimize You studio. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR, getting ready to talk about the race at Darlington. Throwback weekend saw Denny Hamlin throw it all the way back to the week before when he won a race. So now he's won two in a row. I guess it's just the year of winning multiple races in a row. But we will break down standings and points and all that good stuff, run down the results of Darlington coming up in just a few. But a big win for Denny Hamlin. As you know what, he ties a record and sets a record. Well, I don't know if he sets a record. He becomes all alone at number 11th on the all-time NASCAR Cup Series win list. So, big win for Denny Hamlin.
All right, Casey, I want to ask you a couple questions. As I mentioned before we went to break, that it was the NASCAR throwback weekend, which what that means is some of the teams, about half of the teams out there, they bring back the paint schemes of drivers and cars from the past. And for example, Denny Hamlin won the race, and he was driving an old Office Depot paint scheme from the days of Carl Edwards. Some of the drivers aren't too thrilled with the throwback paint scheme. For example, several commented to the media criticizing it. Number one driver that stands out here was Bubba Wallace. His words were, "I think it's run its course. I'm cool for something different." He said, "I don't think it is something that should continue on. But if they choose to have it continue, you know, he's cool with that." But his opinion is he thinks it's run its course. William Byron, which dominated most of the race, he led 243 laps. He says he definitely feels like it's run its course. We've had too many of them, and most of the paint schemes at some point, maybe it's something where you bring it back every few years, or maybe you go to a different racetrack or something. So my question is, are you in favor and a fan of the throwback weekend? And if so, are you in favor of it being at Darlington, or do you think we should be at a different track every so often?
I'm fine with Darlington. I thought this was very weird because all of a sudden several drivers started bringing this up, which I don't know. You ever watch ESPN and you feel like they make all their shows ask the same question, and so it gets covered all day, and you're like, oh my God, like, who came up with this? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I felt like here, because a couple different drivers had something to say about the throwback. Number one, I love the throwback. Number two, I don't care if it's Darlington, but Darlington makes sense since that's kind of where it started. And I do understand that, you know, at some point you can only throw back so much. Like, are you going to be throwing back to 3 years ago eventually when that's not really what I would call a throwback? But at the same time, like, what does it matter? Like, it's cool. People seem to like it. You can always go back to the well and find some paint scheme that is retro from whatever, you know, company you're driving for. So what? So if you use the same retro scheme every year, it's still something new. And mm-hmm. So I don't think it's an issue. I don't know why the drivers have any opinion on it whatsoever, other than, yeah, let's keep doing it. So I don't know. I like it. It's something to look forward to. You know, yes, may you eventually run out of things to redo. I don't know. Just do them again.
I think I am definitely in favor of it. I think it's good to once a year to recognize some of the drivers, some of the teams, especially talk about some of the accomplishments that was made in the history of the sport. I think sometimes these drivers lose sight and respect of the people that have paved the way through the years to make NASCAR what it is today, and have given them the ability and the opportunity to do something that they love for a living and make millions and millions of dollars doing. I would hate to see it go. I think Darlington is the most appropriate place to do it. Darlington is one of the early days of NASCAR tracks that where the sport was created. And to me, there's no better place, more appropriate than Darlington Raceway. So I am definitely in favor of keeping, and I hope they will continue this.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like this was maybe a question that got drummed up just to get people to say something, but hey, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. The racing at Darlington's good. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't like a little throwback paint scheme? Change it up a little bit.
Are you a history guy?
Yeah, I like history.
Do you get fascinated with history? I mean, is it something that you like to, for example, do you like to get together with a buddy that you grew up with or went to high school with and reminisce on the past?
Talk about old time,
yeah.
Glory days?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, like, I do, my biological father was a history teacher. I've always, like, I'll read historical books all the time. Like, I think it's fun to learn history and learn, kind of like learn from the past and to see what think, you know, we always feel like these problems we're going through, we're the first ones to ever have it, but you realize no, it's been, you know, it's happened before, no matter what it is. So
yeah,
I like history.
Yeah, I've always had a big interest in history and always love to reflect on the past, as long as it's good stuff in the past.
None of that bad stuff.
None of that bad stuff, you know, like an old girlfriend that maybe didn't go so well. Those are the ones, you know, you try to erase from your mind and not think too much about.
True that, yes.
All right, we had a great weekend at Darlington Raceway. Was able to get the entire race in and avoid any weather delays, especially when there was a lot of rain across the southeast. But it managed to stay out of Darlington. We saw Denny Hamlin get the win, and it was his 50th victory in 694 NASCAR Cup Series races. He breaks that tie with Rusty Wallace for the 11th on the all-time Cup Series win list. And of course, this is his second race in a row in 2025 to win, his fifth top 10 finish, and his fifth victory and 19th top 10 finish in 26 races at Darlington Raceway. The driver that came in second was William Byron. This was William Byron's race to lose. He led 243 laps,
and he did, yeah.
And so unprecedented day for William Byron, but managed to get beat there at the end, coming in second place. Third was Christopher Bell. He posted his fourth top 10 finish in 12 races at Darlington Raceway. A driver that came in fourth, and it looked like it was his race to win there at the end, and then a caution came out. Tyler Reddick came in fourth, fifth Ryan Blaney, sixth Chris Buescher, seventh Ross Chastain, eighth Chase Elliott, ninth Ty Gibbs, and 10th Kyle Busch.
A Kyle Busch sighting in the top 10. Austin Cindric 11th, Joey Logano 13th, Ty Dillon 16th. Go down the list a little bit. Not a good day for Bubba Wallace 21st, Austin Dillon 23rd. Chase Briscoe in 28th spot. Brad Keselowski, the nightmare continues. 33rd place. Alex Bowman, 35th. Kyle Larson, after starting 19th, did not finish well. He finished in 37th.
All right. There were four lead changes among four drivers, eight caution flags for 45 laps. As I mentioned a moment ago, William Byron led the most laps with majority, 243 laps out of 297. However, the driver that came in second leading the next highest amount of laps was Tyler Reddick with 42 laps. And then Denny Hamlin, that won the race, led 10.
You only got to lead one, Sean.
You know,
that's the last one. It didn't even have to be the whole lap.
That you're right. That's all that matters. Of course, Christopher Bell, we mentioned, came in third. He marks the fifth time he's placed in the top three in the first eight races of the season. And, of course, he has three wins, a runner-up, and a third-place result this year. Kyle Busch's 10th-place finish moves him up into the final playoff spot. He also snapped a streak of 10 consecutive finishes of 17 or worse. Ryan Blaney had a good day. He finished 5th spot, and he snapped his streak of 5 consecutive finishes outside the top 10. Of course, the loser, even though he came in second, was William Byron. That race kind of stung. Of course, Ryan Blaney, you could classify him as a loser because of the fact that he lost the lead on pit road before going into an overtime restart, which cost him a chance to win. Kyle Larson brought out the pit stop or the caution there at the end. He crashed on the third lap. He spent more than 150 laps in the garage for repairs and then crashed at the end, which sent the race into overtime.
Just go home, dude.
and you know, Kyle Larson was in that throwback Kellogg's paint scheme for Terry Labonte.
Super cool looking, but was not his night.
The Tony the Tiger just wasn't on his side. Alex Bowman finished 35th, and he fell from 5th to 10th in the points, so he took a pretty hard hit there. And then the last driver that did not fare well yesterday, and that was Brad Keselowski, placed 33rd. It's the 6th time in 8 races this season that he's finished 26 or worse.
I mean, it's just out to lunch for them. It's not like, well, if we just do this or just do that. This is a golfer that has lost his swing. Like, he can't hit it long, he can't hit it short, he can't putt. Doesn't seem to know what's going on. I hate it for Brad because it does feel like they were turning a corner last year, but back to the drawing board for that group.
And of course, Kyle Larson, as we mentioned, he had his share of bad luck yesterday. He started with a new pit crew yesterday. This was a pit crew that used to be a part of the number 7 Chevrolet at Spires Motorsports that began the year with Justin Haley. And Hendrick Motorsports supplies the pit crew for the Spires 3-car outfits. And so somehow among the mix and in the negotiations between the two organizations, it was decided that Carl Larson was going to get a new pit crew, and happened to be yesterday.
Rut row.
Of course, it probably did nothing but prove how well they could work on a car.
That's true.
It didn't show too much success of how well they do on pit road.
That crew, because, you know, crew guys get bonuses when their driver wins. You know, that crews were like, oh, man, we got Kyle Larson this week. There's a chance we could get some bonus money. And then three laps into it, you're like, and we're done.
And when you look at some of the pit crew guys that especially they interview or they showcase on Fox, either before, during, or after the race, these are getting to be some hosses. I mean, these are some successful athletes that come from colleges and had a successful college football career. I mean, the pit crew, the performance they had that got Denny Hamlin back out on the racetrack first, that allowed him to win the race. There's no question that's what made the difference. That's what allowed him to win that race and be out in front of William Byron, was how successful a performance his pit crew had.
Yep. It's never always that stark of a difference. It happened right when it kind of needed to, kind of like a big shot happening at the right time. But, yeah, it goes to show a lot of these things are team efforts.
No question about it. All right. I want to thank you all for joining us today as we broadcast from the Optimize You studio. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow. You can find our show under past shows on our website at racingtalkradio.com, or just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere, on demand at your convenience. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. We'll get into the driver's standings and more when we come back. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock talking NASCAR. And we just got through running down the results of the throwback race at Darlington, and now we look ahead towards what's coming up, Sean, and that means we are looking ahead to right down the road at Bristol, the Food City 500 coming up this Sunday, right up the road. And you know what? You can watch the Cup race streaming on Prime. You can watch practice and qualifying, or you can watch the race on a FS1 coming up. FS1? Bristol? Come on, Fox.
That must mean Fox is broadcasting USFL or something they feel is more important. It may be an IndyCar race because they're doing Indy as well as NHRA.
This weekend is the big thing is the Masters, but Fox doesn't have that broadcast.
Is the Masters this weekend?
The Masters is this weekend. So that'll have the...
How did I miss that? That's always on CBS. And
part
SBN.
Of the Gulf. Yeah, I think it's on CBS. So
when is the Final Four?
The final, the national championship's tonight.
For basketball, men's.
For basketball.
Yeah. It's tonight.
Tonight. So congratulations to the UConn women. They won the national championship yesterday versus South Carolina. And then tonight, Houston plays Florida.
So who are you pulling for? Houston or Florida?
I'm going to go Florida.
As a Georgia fan.
SEC, man.
You are over.
It doesn't matter. As long as
hated rival.
Yes. As long as it's SEC, that's who I pull for.
That is the most insane take I've ever heard. Not over a rival. I don't care.
And you said they're playing Houston?
Houston, yeah. Big 12.
Yeah, why would I want to pick a Big 12 team?
Because you want them to beat Florida. They're your rival.
No.
Georgia fans don't cheer for Florida.
No.
Oh, man.
Your boss is a big Tennessee fan. Who's he pulling for?
I guarantee he's pulling for Houston. He cannot stand Florida. Like, he does, like, there is no love for anybody other than Tennessee.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know if, you know, there wasn't but one girl left on the dance floor in the dance. Who would they choose?
No,
or two girls or whatever?
No, so listen, I'm an Oklahoma State fan, right? And, you know, for a long time, OU was in the Big 12. If OU was in the Big 12 and playing in the national championship, I don't care who they're playing. I want the other team to beat OU.
So who are you pulling for tonight?
I'm pulling for Houston just because it's Big 12. And they beat us, I guess. And actually, which is tough because Kelvin Sampson used to coach for OU, so I may not cheer for him. But, God, I can't cheer for Florida. Even though they do have a really entertaining player. It's going to be an ugly game because Houston's like awesome at defense. They're going to keep it in like the 50s, but it'll be something.
I don't know how I missed that. Of course, I haven't really gotten into basketball this season much.
You just leave it to me. Your old buddy Casey tries to keep you up on all the things hip.
Giving us a sports update.
Never listen.
And I can't believe that I didn't realize the Masters was coming up this weekend.
Oh, big time.
Because this is the one time of the year that I pay that much attention to golf is this week. Matter of fact, you'll even find my TV in my office for two or three days at the end of the week on the golf channel or on ESPN, watching some of the practice rounds and all that kind of stuff.
So the Masters, Sean, is and this will tie into NASCAR because this was going to be about broadcasting. They own the broadcast. So basically, they tell CBS and all them, or whoever's broadcasting for it, they call all the shots. That's why you'll see limited commercials. Mm-hmm. They only want commercials from brands that they think are Masters worthy, so to speak.
Well, and it's got a lot of money like AT&T and others.
Exactly. And then there is an app called the Masters Tournament app, and you can log on and watch Masters coverage for free. You don't have to have a pay streaming. You don't have to have a cable or whatever like that. You can, like, they don't care. They have so much money. They're going to control everything and distribute it the way they want to.
And you can go and eat at the Masters very inexpensive.
It's still like $1.50 for a pimento cheese sandwich and like $2 for a beer. They refuse to gouge people.
And just think about that. And Martinsville is a prime example. How often do you think about or you hear people talking about, hey, let's go get a hot dog, or hey, let's go get a pimento cheese sandwich? But if you're a NASCAR fan, you go to Martinsville, hot dog's a must. You go to Augusta to see the Masters, a pimento cheese sandwich is a must. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
It's interesting and funny at the same time that's the identity those two venues and two particular sports venues have acquired that identity. Where else would you think about going and having a pimento cheese sandwich? Or how often do you even eat a pimento cheese sandwich?
Well, I actually love pimento cheese.
Well, I do too, but do you have it in your refrigerator right now?
A lot of times.
No, do you really?
Not right now, but a lot of times I do have it. So this is what I find interesting. The Masters is the hardest ticket to get in golf. Like, you have to, you get put in a lottery and your name's pulled. And you know, just because you win next year doesn't mean you get to go the next year. But it is a captive. Sean, you could charge $20 a beer, and you know what? You'd still sell out because people are there, and they they're ready to spend money, and it's captive. There's
especially
nowhere else to go.
Especially buying apparel.
Buying apparel, which their apparel, they keep the price somewhat down on that. They don't charge near what they could.
Yeah.
But you put that in contrast of like Cowboy Stadium. I mean, you go, I want to say, and I don't remember, but it's something like $20 for like a Bud Light at Cowboy Stadium in Dallas. Like, Jerry Jones, he's going to get that money. But Augusta, they're just like, hey, we're going to do it our way. We're going to keep it classy, or, you know, their version of that. And it, it's funny. They have, it is one of the golf majors, but it is by far and away the most popular. It's the only one that go that's only at that course. That course is one of the most exclusive in all the world. And they just, they maintain ownership of it and they do what they want. And it's truly unique in this sports landscape when media rights buy everything. Doesn't matter, you know, goes to the highest bidder. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I'm not a big golf guy by any means. However, going to the Masters is on my lifetime bucket list.
Right.
I would love to go one time.
Yeah, they say. So I have a friend of mine.
Have you ever been?
I have not. A friend of mine just went to the women's amateur that was at Augusta this weekend, and he got tickets to that. And he's like, "Man, you walk the course; it's gorgeous. There's nothing out of place. You know, it's like a painting everywhere." He said, "But it doesn't show you how hilly it is." He said they had their. You're not allowed cell phone. That's another thing. You cannot bring a cell phone in there. There's no taking pictures and all that. You like check it at the door. He said they walked over 9 miles by noon, just going up and down the hills and following the golf around. He said it is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you know that some people go there and they'll spend $500, $600, $700 just in the pro shop?
So my buddy brought me a shirt and a hat. It's out in the truck. It's sharp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm fancy. I got me a Masters shirt.
Wow. What did he spend? Do you know?
The shirt was like $89.
Oh, I would have thought it'd been much less than that.
So there's the thing, Sean. You know, right now, buying a normal golf shirt, that's about what that costs. So they could charge $200 and people still buy it.
I would have thought that you can buy a normal golf shirt for under $50.
Yes, but like nice ones usually cost about $100.
Interesting. Hey, before we get into the driver's standings, I wanted to share
this Masters apparel segment brought to you by.
You got to talk of Masters, and I bet you there'll be several NASCAR personalities and drivers at the Masters.
Yeah.
Bet you Michael Waltrip will be there. Possibly Denny Hamlin.
You know Jordan will be there.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. So I would say that you're going to see some NASCAR folks there. TV ratings. You mentioned TV rights a moment ago. TV ratings are going very, very well for NASCAR this year. The Martinsville TV ratings for Fox just reported 2,422,000 viewers watch the Cookout 400 at Martinsville Speedway. This is an increase of 11% from last year's Spring Martinsville race that also aired on FS1. Martinsville was the most watched cable telecast on Sunday, which was a week from yesterday. So far this year, NASCAR is performing well when it comes to TV.
That's good. It's good that the ratings are up.
All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series, and it starts off like this. William Byron is the leader. He is leading 49 points ahead of second place Denny Hamlin. Surprisingly, it's that big a point spread, 49 points difference. Denny Hamlin's in second, Christopher Bell in third, Chase Elliott is in fourth, and Tyler Reddick is in fifth. From second to fifth are only separated by 12 points.
Kyle Larson, sixth. Ryan Blaney, seventh. Bubba Wallace, eighth. Joey Logano, ninth. Rounding out the top 10 is Alex Bowman. Chris Buescher, 11th. Ross Chastain, 12th. Ryan Preece, huh? Yep. Ryan Preece, 13th. Chase Briscoe, 14th. Kyle Busch has moved up to 15th. And AJ Allmendinger in the 16th spot. However, Josh Berry, Sean, does have a win. And he is in 20th spot, so he will still make the playoffs and right now would be edging out the Dinger. Listen to that. The Dinger is in the top 16. Look at that. Anyway.
Well done.
So basically the top three drivers have 7 Cup Series wins and only 2 other drivers, or 6 Cup Series win. Only 2 other drivers outside the top three have wins, and that's Kyle Larson and Josh Berry.
So Kyle Busch, 15th place. That is not Kyle Busch.
Barely edging out AJ Allmendinger, who is with, I mean, I would go ahead and consider it an underfunded team.
That is definitely not Kyle Busch stats.
Look at Brad Keselowski.
Is 31st.
Carson Hocevar has got a 7-point lead.
Let's talk about
Brad Keselowski.
Talk about the Dillon brothers. Ty's in 25th. Austin's in 27th. You would expect Austin to be in 27th. So that's no surprise.
Ouch.
But little brother is performing better than Austin is.
Yeah.
And Austin's with granddaddy that's got a bigger budget.
Yeah, I mean,
so go figure.
It's got to be a little heat coming in the Monday morning meetings.
I would say so. All right, we're in our 24th season of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. And I would have never thought we'd be talking NASCAR for 24 years. But we are, and we couldn't do it without all of you. And we couldn't do it without Casey Orr. So very thankful.
You could. You prove you can do it every once in a while when I have to be gone.
Yeah, but boy, it's like pushing a rope uphill. So 24 years of talking NASCAR, and thank you so much for making us a part of your NASCAR world, whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual NASCAR fan. Hey, we love all those casual NASCAR fans that just want to kind of, you know, keep up with a little bit of what's going on so they can talk about it with their buddy and, you know who won the race and
where to watch the Masters. Yeah. Yeah, we cover it all.
Yeah, you know, looking for a little craziness here.
Broad spectrum.
That's right. So when we come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. We got more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
You love some fresh Mexican food. You like to eat healthy. I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6. Pretty much done talking about the race at Darlington, the throwback weekend. And we turn our attention to what's coming up. We're going right down the road to Bristol Motor Speedway, the Bullring, as it's sometimes called, for the Food City 500, Sean. Always a good time. And you know what? It'll be a good time this week. And we'll be back to talk about it no matter what.
Next Monday. 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105.
That's right. We will return each and every Monday.
Of course, did you see the I'm sure you saw the announcements because we've talked about it here on the show, but I was looking at the drawings a couple of weeks ago of what Major League Baseball is going to look like at Bristol Motor Speedway come in early August, where the Cincinnati Reds are going to be playing the Atlanta Braves. That's going to be very cool.
Yeah, way cool.
To see baseball in Bristol Motor Speedway. Of course, we've seen football there, so I would say anything is possible. And
we've seen dirt track racing there.
That's right. So you never can underestimate the ability of a speedway, for sure. A little bit of a, you know, unhappiness going on at Legacy Motorsports and Rick Ware Racing. Legacy Motorsports is got majority ownership now of with Jimmy Johnson. He's been a partner of that organization now for 2 or 3 years. And they filed a lot. Legacy Motorsports filed a lawsuit against Rick Ware Racing as the two NASCAR Cup Series team clash over a charter purchase that has not ended well. They met on January 6th, struck a deal, then signed a deal in March, early March, agreeing to the payment terms. However, Rick Ware Racing has withdrew from the deal. And we don't have any confirmation on the total price of the charter, but it is speculated based on charters that have been sold over the last year or so that it, it's going to probably be somewhere around that $40 million mark.
See, they say that that's some charters have been sold at valuations up $40 million. I can't imagine this one's worth $40
million. A charter's a charter.
Yeah, but it doesn't... I don't know. I don't think there's like not a long line of people trying to get in. I think they cut Jimmy Johnson a good deal, and Jimmy said, okay, let's do it, and they signed it, and now they've got cold feet. Or perhaps they worked out a payment plan or however they're going to facilitate that deal, and they're not liking that. But, I mean, to me...
I would tend to think
if,
that...
If you sign an intent to sell or whatever legal terms that goes through, I don't know. This is why they have courts, I guess.
I would tend to think that it would be up around that $40 million mark, assuming that other charter deals have happened in the recent past in that price tag range. Because with a new TV rights deal, a charter is more valuable than it once was.
But it could be that perhaps they're, you know, sometimes businesses need a little cash flow. Perhaps that's the case. I don't know, but this will all get shook out in court. I'm sure NASCAR would like them to hurry up and settle it.
Yeah, but I don't think NASCAR is concerned about this one near as much as they are their own. That's going to linger on all year long. Anybody that saw the NASCAR on Fox broadcast yesterday saw Michael Jordan there in the pits. And look to be doing well.
Oh, you know, that's got to burn him up when he's celebrating because his co-owner won another race.
Yeah, and I'm sure he made his way over to Victory Lane to congratulate his business partner, Denny Hamlin, even though it wasn't in a 23-11 ride. It's curiosity has me of how things are conducted in the garage area when Michael Jordan and Denny are crossing paths with the NASCAR executives, and is everybody speaking? Is everybody being friendly and having conversations as if nothing's going wrong, or we're not in the middle of a divorce? How do you think it is?
I think NASCAR is going to lose the court of public opinion. So just get this thing over with. Just get, because it's hanging over there. And I mean, granted, they're in charge, so it can't be a money thing. It's just they don't like being told what to do. But sometimes,
oh, it's always a money thing.
Sometimes it's cost. Just you're gonna lose. You're gonna lose the, even if you win, you're gonna lose the court of public opinion, and people are just gonna think NASCAR's way has always been. So I don't know.
I hope that 23-11 is successful, but my gut tells me that NASCAR is going to be the one that prevails.
The only ones that are going to win are the lawyers, because they'll be collecting good sized checks from both sides.
There is some truth to that. The Kyle Petty Charity Ride Across America is going to be happening in early May. Starts around May the 3rd, goes through the 9th. 225 motorcycles are going to be traveling 100 or 1,400 miles. I remember back in the day, this would have been back in the 90s, Kyle Petty and the Charity Ride passed through Chattanooga. And they made a stop at the Reed House downtown.
We were there for that, weren't we?
I think so. I was. Sure were, and yeah. I thought you were there too.
We were down there and interviewed him, I believe.
Yeah. I remember interviewing Kyle Petty as well as Herschel Walker back in the day.
I don't remember the Herschel part, but
Herschel was there. And of course, they're going to be traveling through, start in Detroit, Michigan, go down through Cleveland, Ohio, then over to Niagara Falls in New York, come down, into Bedford, Pennsylvania, and then on in for the final part in Hot Springs, Virginia. So they're going to stay in that upper northeast corner of the United States. And so far, this charity ride since 1995 has raised more than $22 million for the Victory Junction charities.
Very cool.
So it's been very successful. Some names that are going to be a part of it, Richard Petty, Ken Schrader, Max Pappas, Kenny Wallace, Herschel Walker.
Kenny.
Rick Allen from NBC Sports, Rutledge Wood, and Bill Davison, the great-grandson of Harley Davison, is going to be a part of it.
Very cool. Who's going to win at Bristol, Sean?
You know, I'm really going to go out on a limb, and it's because he's always has a strong history there. I'm going to go Kyle Busch.
I was going to go with you. Let's unite forces and cheer on Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch.
Which will be the first time in the history of this program you and I are both pulling for Kyle Busch.
I would like to see him turn his career around, especially since he has recognized he is not winning races in front of his son. And you always want to show success in front of your son.
Just show that you can still do it.
That's right. All right. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. Whether you get a chance to watch the race or not, please join us next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105 for Racing Talk Radio. We'll get you caught up with what's going on in NASCAR as well as all the latest news on and off the racetrack. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.